Hey guys, you already know who it is. It be your boy, James Perlow. You already know. You just already know. And, you know, like, I'm a forest ranger, so I was walking through the forest, right? I was literally just walking through the forest, and this came to my mind. You're not ready. Are carnivorous plants producers or secondary consumers? Huh. That's a good question, yeah. And it got me thinking, yeah. About energy pyramids. I mean, what are they? And what do they look like? You know, I think I'll teach you guys about energy pyramids. First, you're always going to start off with that good producers, you know? You already know. Alright. Producers make all of the energy for the energy pyramid. Right? So, If you were to, like, find a plant, right? You would probably not think about what goes on inside that plant. The plant uses photosynthesis to make its own energy, right? And that energy, it gets passed on from level, trophic level to trophic level of the energy pyramid. So they make all the energy, right? They store 10%, but they use the other 90% because they need to use energy to actually make energy. It doesn't really make sense, but they need to use energy to use their photosynthesis, is technically what I'm trying to say. Primary consumers, right? They eat plants. They just eat plants. You know. They eat plants. An example of a primary consumer is like a cricket or an insect. They get the 10%, right, from the plants, and they store 10% of that 10%. And use the other 90%, right? Next, we have the tertiary consumers. The tertiary consumers, they eat primary consumers and secondary consumers, but they don't eat plants, which are producers, right? So, if we were to use a mouse that ate the cricket, and then the cat ate the mouse, right? That would be the tertiary consumer. If the mouse ate the plant and the... If the cricket ate the plant and the mouse ate the cricket and the cat ate the mouse, what comes next? Well, that's the quaternary consumers, right? So they eat the primary, secondary, and tertiary consumers. They're like the buy one, get one free, right? I guess you could say that. I don't know why that came to my mind. They're gonna eat the cat, the mouse, and the cricket. But not the plants. So if we go back to producers, right? They're gonna have to get their energy from somewhere. They're gonna get it from the sun. So the sun gives the energy to the plants. And the plants have... Let's say the plants had 1,000 energy. You'd say that, right? Then it would use 90% and pass on the 10%. So that would be 100. Then the primary consumer would use the 90 and then pass on the 10 to the secondary. Then it would be 1 to the tertiary, and he would use 90% of that.
And then it would be 0.1 for the quaternary. Because the energy goes down. So, right, we call the producers autotrophs and everything else heterotrophs. I don't know. I remember my science teacher from a long time ago, wink wink, Mr. Baker, taught us something about heterotrophs and autotrophs. And I know that autotrophs make their own energy, and heterotrophs eat things. Have to eat things to get their energy, sure. We call them... Okay, so we're on to the primary consumer, right? Primary consumer eats only plants. But secondary consumer eats plants and the cricket. If the cricket was to eat the plants, then he would get the... He would eat the cricket and the plants. Right? So, we call them an omnivore because they eat animals and plants. We're on to tertiary. Tertiaries only eat primary and secondary, and then quaternary eats primary, secondary, tertiary, right? Humans are like the apex predator of any environment. So you got the quaternary at the top, right? That's like the natural apex predator. And then the humans just come in, right? And they're just cutting down trees, right? And they're eating the deer and stuff. And like, yeah. So humans are like the total apex predator. You won't believe it, but I just saw another one. Another carnivorous plant. Right? And so, I was thinking, it eats the insects, but it doesn't eat the plants. So, it would be a carnivorous secondary consumer. Alright, that's it. That's all the time we got, folks. You already know. I'll be back next time if any of my teachers want to make us do podcasts. Mr. Baker, this has been awesome. It's been really funny. I know. Alright, see ya.